Okay, we are live. There we go.
Okay. So what I want to talk to you about today is inspired by a TikTok that I saw last week that infuriated me. A few days ago. Got me so freaking fired up. And I just wanted to talk to you about it, not from the perspective, obviously, of like just ranting for the sake of ranting. I wanted to talk to you about it in defense of so many of you, because I work with so many women, of course, and men as well, who really have a hard time understanding that just because they're showing up as a business owner, just because they're an influencer, content creator, whatever word we want to use, that they are actually in charge versus feeling like their audience is in charge. And I know that that can be a really scary thing, not just from the perspective of showing up, saying what we want to say, and, you know, hoping people aren't annoyed when we actually ask for the sale or asking for or sending more emails, right? Like anything like that, marketing or sales oriented. But the way that I want to talk about this today is really through the lens of getting canceled or pissing people off, because I know that for so many of you that I work with, this is a really big and really real concern for you. And as I always say, I feel really proud of the fact that I work with honest, kind human beings who I know do everything in their power to do a good job, right? I want to say that because my hope is that you understand that as we're talking about this, obviously, I am not saying go ahead and show up and say something racist or homophobic or hateful or harmful. My assumption is that you're not doing that. My assumption is that you are coming from a place of wanting to take a stand for certain things that you believe in terms of what you do, or just really showcasing and sharing who you actually are at your core. And again, with audiences that grow over time, it can be a thing where it's easy to feel as though, again, we're wrong for that, or it can be scary to piss off our audience. And my goal for today is just to talk about this all through the lens of you understanding that, again, you are in charge of your audience. Your audience is not in charge of you. And the moment that we start to put all of the power in our people's hands, I think that we wind up really risking going down a really negative and scary rabbit hole for ourselves and then ultimately for others as well. And so again, just wanted to talk about all of that and hopefully have you listen to this, hear this, watch this, and walk away feeling a little bit more confident and a little bit less worried about being who you are and saying what you need to say. And so the video on TikTok that I saw the other day that fucking made me livid, that irritated the hell out of me, was this woman and somebody who I don't know, like I have no idea who this person is. Like, I don't think she's a big creator or anything. And I don't know who she was talking about specifically, but I literally rewatched the video today before I went live, because I wanted to like make sure that like I didn't miss anything. I didn't miss any nuance. Like, this person was really saying what I thought that they were saying. And the video itself was her talking about how fucked up it is, essentially, that there are so many people, you know, so many creators online. I feel like she was talking about somebody specific, but there are these creators online that have built these huge followings by sharing their stories about body positivity, or like building a brand around body positivity. And now how disgraceful, she used the word disgraceful, how disgraceful it is now that so many of those people are now on weight loss journeys where they're doing things like Ozempic or whatever it is and trying to lose weight. She was like, they're sitting at breakfast, you know, talking about their weight loss journey. And I want to be clear, right? Like, this is obviously not about body positivity versus, you know, I don't know, dieting and weight loss culture. That's not what this conversation is about. But as I was listening to this video, it was just wild to me the way that we've gotten to this place when it comes to like influencer or creator culture, where people think that they get to dictate what that person shares, talks about, takes a stand for, and that if the creator is not creating the content that is personally aligned for that individual person, they have the right, or they get to demand that the messaging should be different instead of just fucking unfollowing. And again, that is insane to me. So if we're talking about this particular conversation, like I said, I don't know this person who did the video. I don't know who she was talking about. This could be the worst person in the world, but I'm just taking it through the context of like what I heard and what I experienced here. I think it's interesting that so many people will talk about, again, influencers, creators, whatever word we want to use, that have big followings, as if they were born with big followings, right? Like when I started, I don't consider myself an influencer at all, but when I started this business, right, I didn't have money. I didn't have followers. I was just showing up and doing the best of my to my ability of sharing what I believed to be true, sharing what I wanted to share with you, hoping that people came into my world. I started with nothing, which is what a lot of these content creators do. They start with nothing. It might have been this person who was like, you know what? I'm struggling with body positivity, and maybe I'm going to work on this on my own and start like videotaping, like just documenting this journey for myself and sharing my thoughts, sharing my feelings, sharing all of the things that I'm going through with people. And especially with TikTok, it might be a situation where, again, people have gotten huge followings really quickly without necessarily intending to do that. So somebody starts, right? They don't know what is to come. They don't know if they're ever going to get followers. They don't know however big this is ever going to become. No, meaning nobody is starting their business or nobody is starting a platform being like, I know that I'm going to have 1 million followers. I know that this is exactly what I'm going to do in 5 years. I know this is exactly what I'm going to talk about. This is exactly my path. These are just human beings that are going on journeys that are sharing that journey with other people who it resonates with. And hopefully the people it doesn't resonate with, it doesn't. But again, my point being that person, whoever this is, I'm more than sure doesn't have it all figured out. They didn't have it all figured out when they started. And again, they are a human being who is on a journey of evolving and growing and just sharing what is true for them. And so the idea that this person, and again, you know, I've talked many times before about like just body stuff for myself personally. It's been such a rocky journey. It's been the most dramatic thing of my entire life, like really just feeling at home in my body. And so I especially say that because it is such a complicated issue. The idea that somebody is not being given the benefit of the doubt or being allowed to evolve or change or pivot or feel differently about the stance they're taking on their own body is wild to me. It's wild to me. So again, somebody is starting, right, doing the best that they possibly can. But then all of a sudden, I think so many people act as though because somebody has a good amount of followers or because somebody has made a certain amount of money, they're now held to this different standard. And I'm not saying that in a way where obviously that I don't think people should be held to standards of being kind to other human beings or good people, right? Like my job, the way that I view it is to be good to the people in my world. If you buy something from me, if you're listening to me, I don't want to cause harm. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to be negative. I don't want to negatively impact you at all. While at the same time, it's not my job to treat the thousands of people who might follow me as if like my message is personal for each and every one of them. And I've got a waiver and I've got to adjust my journey to make sure that it is palatable to each and every human being, not just because that shouldn't be my job, but also because that would be fucking impossible to attempt to actually do in the first place. And so again, this person starts off with nothing, builds this audience, obviously has this going, gets a bunch of followers, probably builds a brand, probably makes some money. Then people go into the, I almost feel like it's like, I don't want to say it in a negative way, but I almost feel like it winds up being this curse when somebody gets too big, because again, the audience feels like they're entitled to more than they are actually entitled to. Two other examples that I want to use of this that just stand out to me. If you guys listen to the Almost 30 podcast, I remember this was like probably a year ago. I was reading through the reviews on the Almost 30 podcast and somebody wrote something along the lines of, Lindsay is obviously pregnant and she's not sharing it with her audience, and like gave a 1-star review and was like saying how like messed up it was that Lindsay wasn't talking about her pregnancy. She does not fucking owe anybody sharing something that she does not feel comfortable sharing. That's it. Like, you don't get to demand having access to every aspect of somebody else's life just because you've listened to their podcast. The other example that I always bring up that I always remember was I remember when Jenna Kutcher years ago, I feel like it was like some controversy with her. I don't remember it completely, but I remember being in our Facebook group and people basically like posting so freely, criticizing what she was doing and how she was doing it. And in this way that I felt from the outside was very like disrespectful. It was speaking to her as if that wasn't her home, as if it wasn't her platform. And so I'm saying all of that to you because, again, not to scare you necessarily from like growing a bigger audience, but I think one of the things that I've done well, especially in starting my business and having so much of it go down like in my private Facebook group, I think I've always done a really good job of A, being detached from whether or not you like me or not, and like being open about that. I've always said things like, you know, if my message doesn't resonate with you, if it hurts you in some way, or, you know, you don't like my tough love, like, please do yourself the favor of leaving. I'm going to be me. I'm going to say what I need to say. I'm going to speak to how I really genuinely feel, believe, whatever. And you don't have to be here. And there's no, you know, bad blood around it, but like, I'm going to be me. So you're able to, again, leave, but also be, I've always made it clear that like, I'm in charge. The idea that any of us are going to sit there and put time and energy and effort into our platforms, and people are able to take in so much content, so much information, so much value for free, and then turn around and also dictate how that content is being delivered, how that message is being delivered. It's insane to me. And again, it's weird to me that we've gotten to this point where people feel so entitled to free content that they think that they have the right to dictate what is being said to them, what isn't, instead of just fucking unfollowing. And so again, like I said, I don't want to talk about this, or I'm not intending to talk about this necessarily from this perspective of like, let me just bitch about these things and let me rant about them. It's more about hopefully defending you to you and reminding you of the importance of understanding that, again, your audience is not in charge. You get to change your mind. You get to adjust your messaging. You get to evolve. You get to grow. You get to do something different. And the people who take it that seriously, that think that they have the right to, again, demand what you talk about or what you say or how you share it, I do think it's coming from such a like a strong place of entitlement. And I want you to be detached from feeling as though their feelings or their opinions or the way that they're taking a message that is not personal, personally, I want you to detach from the idea that that is your problem at all. Your job, right? I've said this for years, and I want to just like stress this and say this over and over again to you. Your job as a, whatever we want us to call it, creator, influencer, coach, service provider, whatever the fuck we want to call it, entrepreneur, brand, your job always, 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 always is to share your truth. That's it. The truth, the way that you see it. You and I are probably going to disagree on some things. You're going to disagree on whether or not you think that you should be marketing on Facebook or any of these other teeny tiny things that we might disagree on. I have made it my mission, especially over the past few years, something that I say often is that I always make it my mission to only say things that if somebody were to disagree with me about them, I wouldn't care. I want to say something that I would not back down because I am so certain, I am so behind that message that I had to say that if you disagree with me about it, that's cool. I'm not here to make everybody think like me. I'm not here to change everybody's mind. I'm here to speak my truth. And if you don't agree with it, that is totally cool. We don't have to argue about it. I am neutral about your disagreement, but you disagreeing with what I have to say is not going to sway me. It's not going to change what I have to say because my truth is my truth. And I think that where I'll speak to this personally, the times when I have had a harder time with this, those were the moments where I was trying to be somebody else, or I was trying to be who I thought I was supposed to be, instead of really speaking to what I fully embody, what I experience, again, what my truth actually is. And I posted about this yesterday, but I think it's such an important point that I feel like a lot of people say that they're struggling with things like imposter syndrome. And most of the time that I feel like that happens, it's because people are being an imposter. They're, again, attempting to talk about this particular result or this particular topic because they think that's what's going to get them the sales, or that's who they think they're supposed to be online. And in that way, they're not meaning to, but they are ultimately being an imposter because they're not speaking their truth. Again, they're self-abandoning in the name of what they think is right and what they think is honest. And so even if we go back to this whole conversation around this particular, you know, video and the idea of somebody going from like a body positivity influencer to then talking about weight loss, I feel strongly, and I almost feel like scared to say this, but I feel very strongly that like, I will never be canceled. I'm smart enough to, again, like, and kind enough as a human being to not intentionally say things that feel harmful or hateful, anything like that. But again, I'm always sharing it from my truth, from my perspective, and I'm not afraid to sit there and say, okay, maybe I was saying this thing for years where I felt this way, but now I feel this way. And here's why. Here's the journey. Here's how I got here. And I'm able to share that from this place of transparency because, again, my truth is my truth. And so I want to bring that part up too, because I feel like in this, like with this particular influencer, whoever this person is, again, I don't know how they're showing up online right now, if they're owning it or if they're not, but that little bit of transparency and that little bit of honesty goes a real long way. And so I don't know who this person is. I want to say that again. So I don't know if they are being super transparent or maybe it felt like a left field pivot, but to me, if they're being transparent and open and honest about it, all the better, right? They get all the credit in the world for actually being open and honest about that. If they simply pivot, if they simply adjust what they're saying and how they're saying it, that's still their right. And you can then decide if the energy is clean, if the energy is something that you still want to follow and have in your life, have in your feed. And if you do, great. If not, you get to unfollow. But nobody gets to demand of that person what their journey should be and making sure that, again, it's palatable for their followers, whatever it is. And again, I'm saying all of this to you because I don't want you to feel as though you could get this wrong. I don't want you to feel as scared as I know so many of you do in terms of like possibly being canceled or possibly having somebody have a TikTok video about you, about what you did and how you did it and why it was wrong. As long as you are coming from a place of this is my truth, this is my experience. And again, it's all on the table and there's nothing that I'm hiding here. You're good. And I find that you get into more trouble or you have more issues when you are not just honoring that and owning that and you're trying to be somebody else instead. And so I just feel so fucking strongly that each and every one of you, it is your job to show up as authentically and as in a real of a way and fashion as you know to. And it's your, if you are going to choose to put yourself out there in this way, it is your job to get comfortable with the understanding and the idea that not everybody is going to like it. Not everybody is going to be on board. And more than that, just because somebody has a complaint doesn't mean it's a valid complaint. I speak to people all the time where it's like one person said my price was too high or one person said I was doing this way. And then they change course. They change what they're doing. They get swayed so damn easily because one person said something. And again, that is just classic self-abandonment. It leads to classic self-abandonment. And I find that it hurts people just so much in terms of their certainty and then how they're showing up. And I just feel like if you have chosen to put yourself out there, if you have chosen to, again, be content creator, entrepreneur, brand, however we want to say that, you have to take a stand for you and what you believe people need to hear and hold space for the people who need to hear it. Because that person, right, if we go back to the example of this original person, whatever her name is, whoever she is, there is somebody out there who is probably on a similar journey, that body positivity journey, and then needed the permission to be able to pivot, needed the permission to be able to not necessarily not feel like, you know, they're in this like mode of body positivity, but they wanted to lose weight. Maybe they felt like they were wrong for that. That personal journey that that person is taking now, while it might be wrong in the eyes of somebody else, there's somebody else out there who needs to see that pivot, who needs to see that switch, who that person gets to create for the people who need it and to adjust how they live their lives or how they share for the wrong people will hurt you over and over and over again, will hurt that person over and over again. And you run the risk of destroying ultimately what it is that you've built because it's not true to you. And again, I just want to give you permission to understand that and to recognize that and to not be so afraid of pissing people off if you have chosen to do this. If you have chosen to do this, there are a lot of entitled people out there. There are a lot of people who are going to have opinions around what you should be talking about, what you should be saying, what you should be doing, especially if you're making money, especially if you have followers. The idea that they're going to, that people hold influencers and creators to this high standard, to like put them on this pedestal is fucking weird. It's fucking weird. And I don't necessarily want to go into all of this. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of you saw what happened to like Elise Myers and kind of like being run off TikTok. And I think that there's some complications behind this, right? When there's very real things happening in the world and people want to know that the people that they follow are good people who care, are kind, have opinions, sure. But like, I don't know. I'm just saying this because I very much give myself permission to recognize the fact that, like, I am not here to be a, you know, a political activist. I'm not here to have opinions on every single thing that is happening in the world. I have no business sharing with you a lot of those opinions. I have no business taking a stand for a lot of different things that I don't understand the complexity of. And to attempt to talk to you about those things would be ignorant and unkind and unfair. My job is to be a decent human being. My job is to treat the people in my world with kindness, to deliver on what I promise, to do good work, to bring value to people, but it's not to be everything to everyone. And again, I think that this influencer culture that we are in, where everybody is expected to talk about everything, is just really weird. And again, I want to give you permission to understand that, like, you don't have to play by anybody else's rules. Like I said, I'm assuming that you're doing kind work. I'm assuming that you're being a good person. I'm assuming that you're delivering on what you promised. But outside of that, your obligations are decided by you, not your audience. And I want you to embrace that. And I think that I don't follow Elise Myers like strongly. So I might be wrong here. But I find that the people who are impacted by those kinds of opinions or those kinds of actions are normally people who let their audience have too much of a role to begin with, instead of owning the fact that, like, this is my platform. I talk about what I want. I don't talk about what I don't want. And if you're not okay with that, please unfollow. I feel like a lot of the people who wind up struggling with that haven't positioned themselves as the leaders of their platform or the authority of their platform from the very beginning. They let people have a little bit too much say, and then more say, and then more say, and then more say, and then all of a sudden you have this thing where your followers are running your platform instead of you. And fuck that. If I am in charge of my platforms, it will be the day where I allow anybody on my Facebook profile or any other platform to tell me what I need to talk about. No, you're not the one spending the time and energy building this platform and showing up. No, this is my platform. I get to talk about what I want to talk about. If I go fucking nuts and I start saying totally left field random shit, that is my prerogative. That is my choice. I'm allowed to do that. And whoever wants to continue following can follow. But especially with free content, I don't have a lot of patience for the idea that I don't have a lot of patience for those who decide to take, again, messages that are not personal, personally. One example that I want to bring up is that I remember watching or listening to this podcast years ago. When there was, like, it was one of the Rachel Hollis controversies. She did something dumb. I've never been like a Rachel Hollis fan, but it was like one of the times where she really said something stupid. And I was listening to this podcast that was like taking her down, and I felt like it was way too aggressive. And I remember the girl talking about the fact that, you know, my friend read Rachel Hollis's book, and in it, Rachel Hollis was talking about how she stayed with her toxic ex and, you know, they worked through their relationship. And then my friend decided to get back with her toxic ex and how much pain and suffering it caused the friend, and basically it all being Rachel Hollis's fault. Your friend's a fucking adult. Not to mention the fact that that book wasn't written with like your friend's name on it. And it wasn't like, hey, here's a, you know, Sarah Dan, here's your guide to life. Here's exactly what you should do. It was a book written for hundreds of thousands of people. The message was not personal. We have to be adults and decide what information and what advice we take in and take responsibility for what we act on or what we're influenced by. And I've always really just been very impatient with the idea that I'm supposed to treat my audience as if they're not adults with their own brains. No, I'm not going to do that. Again, my job is to show up and share my truth, my stories, the way that I see all of those things. Your job is to put it through your filter, take what you want, don't take what you don't want. And if you like it, great, follow me, buy from me. If you don't, you can unfollow me and not buy from me, and that's okay too. But I'm not going to act as though I am overly indebted or I owe everyone the world simply because they follow me. Not only because, again, that feels just like not what I'm here to do, but it would be impossible to do that in the first place. And so again, your audience is not in charge. You are in charge. You are in charge of your audience. You are in charge of how things go. You are in charge of the content that you put out, and they don't get to dictate what you do or what you don't say. And I understand that that can be uncomfortable, but the detachment in this is really important. Again, if I post something and somebody disagrees with me, the old me, or the less confident version of me years ago, would have this feeling or this vibe of, oh, I have to change this person's mind. I have to prove why I'm right. I have to argue or I have to debate back and forth until they see things my way. Now I'm very neutral about it, where again, I'm sharing my truth. I'm sharing what I have experienced. I'm sharing what I know to be fully right according to me, how I have lived my life and what has been true for me. And if you don't like every single post or if you don't like everything as a whole, cool. Fine. See your way out. I'm not angry at you. I'm not mad at you. It is a totally neutral vibe. And so for that reason, I am also not going to entertain the idea that somebody else gets to tell me what I need to do, because they should be just as neutral as I am. If I don't like something that somebody posts online, I fucking unfollow them. It's that simple. It's that simple, because I'm a grown-ass adult and I trust that all of you are as well, which again, one of my favorite principles and thoughts is that, you know, we really get to hold other people to the standards that we hold ourselves. And so if you wouldn't do that, if you wouldn't say that, if you wouldn't ask that, you don't have to put up with it all either. And I'll just say it one more time, that my assumption as I talk to you is that I am coming from this place of I'm speaking to people who are good and honest and kind. So I'm not talking about like you arguing for your racist or your homophobic vibes here, like your thoughts, and you're trying to like turn everybody into that. I'm talking about it from the perspective of, you know, the clients that I work with on a regular basis, where they're sometimes afraid to take a stand for like the diet philosophy that they believe in or their copywriting philosophy, like these things that are not harmful in the grand scheme of things. But again, they're afraid to say things in as stern or as strong of a way because of that potential disagreement. And I'm just hoping and begging for you ultimately to detach from that a little bit, focus on what your truth is, and ultimately decide that your audience doesn't get to tell you what to say or what to do. You are in charge. And with that neutral vibe in mind, that they get to leave if they don't like it, and that's okay. That we're not in this place where we're trying to get everybody to like us. I think that you get to do better work. You get to have more right people come into your world. You get to make more money. You get to build a more authentic business, and you win all around. And allowing anybody else to dictate how you do all of this, that's not how you win. It's just not how you win. It's not how they win either, right? Because it's, I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, give an inch, take a mile. The moment you bend yourself for your audience, they're going to keep asking for it. It's like if somebody asks for a discount, most of the times that person's going to keep pushing you. And maybe it's, you know, the stubbornness in me, that's fine. But like, I'm unwilling to be pushed even one time, because I know that it leads to more and more and more. And I've done that before, right? Like I've done it before and it hasn't served me, and I don't believe it serves you either. So I just want to share that. I want to talk to you about that today. I am excited about Impact. I'm in the process of launching a new mastermind, Impact the Mastermind. And in a nutshell, why I put it together was, I'm just, number one, messaging is such a big conversation with so many of my clients right now, really trying to not only strategically get messaging right, you know, making sure that the offer makes sense, making sure that all the content is aligned with who they want to speak to, but also you kind of like stepping out of your comfort zone, if you will, and saying the things that only you can say. Because, you know, I've said it for the past few weeks here, but I don't think it's that people aren't buying right now. I think it's that people aren't being really impacted the way right now that they could be. And I feel like it's so many people shying away from strong opinions. It's shying away from sharing stories. And I believe the only way you stand out at this moment in time is sharing those opinions, sharing those stories, disrupting a little bit. And so this particular mastermind, we can cover anything. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about, but it is largely messaging and content oriented. And so number one, it's $1,000 a month, which is pretty insane for a mastermind. Like I love working with people at all different levels. Like I feel like people, you know, will roll their eyes at that or kind of like look down upon that. But I've never been the person who I'm like, I only want to work with people who can pay me, you know, $5,000 a month. Like I love containers at different levels. And so I wanted to create something where $1,000 a month feels incredibly reasonable for what you're getting, especially to have my eyes on your content and your messaging. But you get one 30-minute call with me per month. We have weekly group live hot seat coaching calls. We have, which is something I'm really excited about, I've never done before. We're doing office hours, but they're like feedback specific office hours. So that's where I'll be on Zoom. You can be like, hey, Sarah, look at the sales page or look at this email. And I'm happy to give you feedback and guidance on your messaging, and private Facebook group, a few other things. And so again, I'm really excited about it. Sarah-Jan.com. I'm going to close the doors April 26th, but there are only 12 spots available total. And a few of them are already sold out. And so I would definitely check that out sooner rather than later. But I really feel like it's going to be a game changer of a container. And so I'm really excited about it. So yeah, message me if you have questions, check it out, and let me know if you think it might be for you. We can discuss, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I would really, really, really appreciate it if you took the time to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps the show a ton, and I would be super grateful.